Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee with Clarissa. Now, studies find that Singaporeans record some of the highest rates of major depressive disorder, with almost 92% of working Singaporeans suffering from burnout and stress. Workplace stress can lead to less productivity, absence from work, and other negative costs to organizations. Awakened Minds set up AIMS to raise awareness around mental wellness through its app, which includes a range of educational and practical content designed to enhance the mental wellness of employees at the workplace. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Mr. Julien Raymond, co-founder and CEO of Awakened Mind, to tell us more about managing mental health at the workplace, corporate mindfulness, and Awakened Mind Initiative. Welcome to the show. Let's jump right into it, Julien. Explain Awakened Mind Initiative.
The major issue that we're trying to tackle are, as you said, mental health issues. Mm-hmm. So 25% of 1 out of 4 persons in the world is going to have some type of mental issues at some point in their lives. Depression is today the leading disease in the developed world, with 300 million cases of depression.
That's a lot.
That's a tremendous amount, and it keeps on growing. The actual expected cost for mental health issues in the world is expected to be $21 trillion of Singapore dollars by 2030. Mm-hmm. Awakened Mind is really trying to tackle those issues directly from where they arise, and mm-hmm. that's the workplace. 33% of employees' mental health is actually defined and dependent on their manager's behavior mm-hmm. in the workplace. So what we're trying to do is really empower companies to provide, to give their leadership teams and their employees all of the tools that they need in order to deal with all of those issues over the long term.
Okay, let's talk about that leadership a little bit more. You're saying that you want to give the tools to empower leaders, but at the same time, an employee like myself might say, part of the reason I'm stressed is my leader.
That's exactly the problem. Mm-hmm. So your leader is the biggest factor for your mental health. Mm. So when an organization is trying to tackle mental health issues in general and release a health and well-being program, mm-hmm. it makes no sense to actually have such an initiative without starting at the leadership development stage. And that's when we come in.
So you're talking about giving them tools to be better leaders?
The tools to be better leaders, to build up their resilience, their stress management, and so on, all of the things that as a leader, my mental health obviously has an impact on my productivity, but it also has a tremendous impact on the productivity of my team. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we start at the leadership level.
Okay. These are startling numbers that you've just quoted, whether it's just in Singapore or globally. You're saying almost everyone suffers from burnout and stress and depressive episodes.
Yeah, it's really the most common thing, and there are lots of factors due to that, mm-hmm. and it keeps on increasing. The main factors are our technology addiction, mm-hmm. So our propension to use our phone over and over again, multitasking and going to our phone when we're working, and so on, is really training our brain on being in autopilot mode. You know, when you're taking your car and driving to a place where you're working, you're driving to every single day, mm-hmm. You start getting into the autopilot mode and just thinking about something else than what you're doing. And that is what is called the default network of our brain, default mode network.
Okay.
And that is the leading cause of, it's one of the main causes behind anxiety, stress, depression, age-related diseases, and so on and so on. So our environment, our the fact of having our phone in our pocket, constantly being connected to work, even when we are outside of mm-hmm. the workplace, is just training our brain on being in that default mode, which is going to trigger over the long term all of those mental health issues.
Okay. I'm starting to understand where you're coming from, but I do have a question. They used to say one of the stress relievers was to listen to music, listen to the radio as you're driving into work, but doesn't that also involve a little bit of that multitasking that you're talking about, not really paying attention to the driving and listening to the radio, for example.
Yeah, so that's actually an interesting point. When driving, obviously it's better to actually focus on exactly what you're doing, driving, what you're seeing, and so on. Just listening to music or to radio while driving is okay. The main issue is to actually have your mind constantly wandering, thinking about the meeting you're getting into, the dinner you're going to have tonight, whatever fight you had with your family the day before, and just switching over and over again. If you stay in the present, which is the case for listening to the radio or music, because it's something that is happening right now, you are not in the default mode network. You are actually in the active state mode of your brain, which is what you're trying to stay in, what is important to stay in for as long as possible.
Okay, we're speaking to Julien Raymond, co-founder and CEO of Awakened Mind. How has the mental health environment at the workplace changed in the last 10 years, maybe?
All right, so let's talk about Singapore specifically on this one. 10 years ago, there was absolutely nothing. No one was actually talking about mental health at all. Today, it became a topic that people talk about, that we hear in the workplace, that leaders, partners, and so on are requesting to their HR departments. Now, the main thing is companies take it as a tick box type of thing. Mm-hmm. When I bring a trainer or a consultant in that is going to give a 1-day workshop or a small 8-week program to my to employees, and at the end of that program, the box is ticked.
Okay, everyone goes home. We're done.
And nothing happens after that. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about mental health, when we're talking about resilience, about emotional intelligence, all of those topics really rely on a continuous practice. So just having one simple training is never going to be enough, and that's the stage we are in. So what is lacking today is really a way to consolidate those learnings into a continuous practice, something that is going to impact teams and the organization over the long term. And that is exactly what we do at Awakened Mind.
Okay, so what you're saying is, say 10 years ago, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I certainly, as a leader, would not be having this conversation with my HR.
That's it.
Now we actually have a conversation about it, but we're not doing enough.
That's it.
Okay. So where does Awakened Mind and your application come into all of this?
All right. So I just mentioned those bringing a trainer in, a consultant in, and provide. And that's important because it raises awareness. It allows people to actually understand where this whole initiative comes from. Mm-hmm. Now, Awakened Mind comes into place right at the end of that training and empowers people to actually build up on the training. So I come out of my 1-day workshop. This topic was very interesting. Let's talk about mindfulness specifically. Mm-hmm. All right, I understand the science behind mindfulness. I understand that it can really drastically reduce my stress, improve my general well-being, and my life both at work and at home with my family. Mm-hmm. So I like to actually try it out, but I don't have the tools to. To do that. And that's what Awakened Mind is providing. It's an app mostly that can be found on the App Store or on the Play Store, with a lot of corporate content and functionalities that we provide to our organizational clients. And the idea is to have a learning center for people to actually keep on learning, either as a reminder of what has been taught during the training or in order to go further on a specific topic that piqued their interest. There are guided meditations for people to actually get to the meat of it and really practice that skill that is training your brain on staying focused on the present and avoiding all of those distractions that have a tremendously negative impact on your mental health in general. And there is what we call NeuroSync, which is brainwave entrainment technology. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty exciting and quite unique in the space because it essentially is composed of music that helps you self-regulate your brainwave frequency in order to either get it out.
So like plants. They used to do this with plants.
Yeah, that's similar. So it works with our brain has a characteristic that we call the following frequency response, mm-hmm. which is when confronted to something that vibrates right. at a frequency that is different than our brain, is automatically going to try and imitate that. So that happens when you stare at a bonfire, for example, okay. for an extended period of time. And the idea here is to embed into music different vibrations that are going to help you get either into a mental state of sleep or focus, or out of a mental state of pain, depression, addiction, etc.
Okay, that's all very, very interesting, actually. We're speaking to Julien Raymond, co-founder and CEO of Awakened Mind. You've got this app, companies are using it, staff are using it. And I'm very intrigued by what you were talking about with the brainwaves and the music, because as the music director of a radio station, I'm always trying to figure out what kind of music is best suited to my station's listeners. So that kind of sort of applies to me at a different level. How do you see that progressing? How do more people get on board and use this? And how does that affect them positively?
Yeah. So today, when we are looking at a meditation app that is designed for the consumer market, mm-hmm. You tend to have a very low engagement rate. If you give 100 licenses, an app to 100 people mm-hmm. at random, after a few months, you're only going to end up having 1, 2, maybe 3 people that actually actively use it regularly. Mm-hmm. What we are doing is we're embedding the practice and the practice into actual organizational development and mm-hmm. again, leadership development mm-hmm. Initiatives. So we work closely with HR departments, with learning and development departments to really make it part of an overall strategy from the organization. So it gets, it's designed for teams, for groups. And so you start benefiting from what is called the commitment and the commitment effect. So as a leader, mm-hmm. I am telling my team that over the next eight weeks, for example, we're going to go through that specific program of the app. Mm-hmm. And next week we're going to meet again and just reflect together on how to practically apply it to the specificities of our team. Mm-hmm. Because I commit to that training, to that meeting, I'm much more likely to actually do it. And similarly, my employees, my direct reports, because as their leader, I give them the instructions of going through that all together. Mm-hmm. They're much more likely to do it. And what we find is that people mostly quit, mostly abandon that meditation practice, for example, within the first few weeks because they don't feel any instant gratification out of that. But if you commit to a practice over 8-10 weeks as part of a general initiative mm-hmm. Pushed by your organization, you are actually going to do it. And science has demonstrated that in just 6 to 8 weeks, you literally have your brain that rewires itself mm-hmm. and become much more efficient, which is something that you can start feeling after 8 weeks.
Okay, and the company is always going to be very happy if you can rewire the employees to make them happier, more productive.
That's it.
Okay. Talk to us about the structure of this mobile app. So you're basically saying it is at an organizational level that there is a subscription. Is there a subscription?
Yeah, so there is. It's a SaaS model, pay by license. Mm. Now the app is again available to the consumer market as well on the App Store and the Google Store.
Right.
So it can be downloaded at any point in time with a freemium model. Not all of the content, not all of the functionalities are going to be available. Mm. When we work with organizations, we really go the extra mile and we start embedding not just the content that I just mentioned with the learning center, with the guided meditations and with the NeuroSync that allow people to actually practice, benefit, learn, evolve, but also feedback tools.
Right.
So at an organizational level, it's extremely important for leaders to see their progress. And something that happens today is I get my yearly performance review. every, let's say, March of the year. Mm-hmm. In April, I have to wait for 11 months before I actually know how I've been doing, how I've been evolving. What we're doing in the app is we're embedding those soft skills, those leadership development commitments, and allow teams and the organization at a broader level to actually provide informal and anonymous feedback to leaders continuously for them to really see their progress, not only at an individual level. Again, I'm meditating and I feel it internally, mm-hmm. but also I see the impact that it has on people around me, which is tremendously important.
Okay, so as an organization, the question becomes, or like an HR professional or a leader, the question becomes, who benefits most? Are there specific industries that might benefit more from this sort of an app?
So every organization obviously can benefit from having a well-oiled organizational culture that that help and support people. Now, typically organizations that already are in a very, very high stress environment, mm-hmm. Are more likely to feel the benefits more quickly. And so that goes in Singapore. I know that today there is a tremendous amount of change happening in the banking industry, mm-hmm. for example, with a lot of change management that's happening, and typically organizations really focus on the operational aspects of things, mm-hmm. And maybe not enough on how people are living those changes. So that's something that we can definitely help with. Then you also have all of the professional services, right? Consulting, law firm, etc. Mm-hmm. So all of those really high stress, work like
media.
Yeah, media, as you were saying earlier. So if you work a lot, you can benefit from us.
All right. Yeah, it's been an interesting conversation, certainly an awakening conversation, and a frightening one given the statistics that we started the conversation with. Julian Remon, co-founder and CEO of Awakened Mind, thank you so much for coming and talking to us on Money FM 89.3.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.